The case for letting your kids stay up late this summer. Mega Doctor News, Cleveland Clinic. With summer break just around the corner, some parents may be tempted to loosen the rules for bedtime, but is that a good idea? Kids at different stages of their life may go to bed and wake up naturally at different times. Younger kids generally wake up earlier. Older kids, teenagers, generally sleep in later. We all know that, but do they need a schedule? That really depends on what they have going on in the summertime, said Brian Chen, MD, sleep specialist at Cleveland Clinic. Dr. Chen said if your child has sports or other activities this summer, it's best to keep their bedtime schedule consistent. This way, you know they're well rested for the next day. If your child doesn't have much going on, it's okay to be a little more flexible. However, it's still important that they get enough sleep. How much varies based on the child's age. Dr. Chen also notes that the later you delay bedtime, the harder it's going to be to adjust back during the school year. We generally recommend shifting 1 hour, no faster than 1 hour earlier per week. And so, if their normal bedtime for school is 9 p.m., and in the summertime they slip all the way down to 1 a.m., then you have 4 weeks. You have to start it a month before school starts. Little by little, maybe just shifting up by like 10 minutes a day and just keep it going for every single day for a month and you'll be perfectly fine, he said. Dr. Chen said since the sun stays out later in the summer, it can be hard for some kids to fall asleep. He recommends using blackout curtains to help with that.